Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Spirited podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you 20 time expressions. Remember that I think a month ago I uploaded an episode about time expressions. This would be part two. But it's not only about time expressions. I will also share with you some idioms about the future, past, well, etc. So, without further ado, let's start with today's episode. The first expression is take your time, and this is used to tell someone to not hurry, to slow down. For example, it is said to mean that you can spend as much time as you need in doing something. For example, he took his time before answering the question. A cop could ask someone, could you please describe what happened last night? Take your time. We want it to be as accurate as possible. But be careful, because it can also be used sarcastically, and in this context it would mean that something or someone is late and is acting too slowly. For example, the builders are really taking their time to build the building. You certainly took your time to get here. I've been waiting an hour. You have been waiting for your wife to get ready and you feel really annoyed. You could say sarcastically to your wife, take your time. Next, we have lose track of time, and this means to fail to stay aware of the time or to be unaware that so much time has passed. For example, I lost track while I was reading this book because it was so captivating. Passionate artists sometimes lose track of time while they are painting. And the last example, I'm sorry I'm late, I lost track of the time. The next common expression is to kill time. You're not actually killing it, but in this context, it means that if you kill time or you have time to kill, you do something while you're waiting for something else to happen. For example, we killed some time playing cards while we waited for the flight. And the last example, the kids played I Spy with a little eye to kill time during the long car journey. The next common expression is as time goes by or as time goes on, and this means as time passes or moves. For example, as time has gone by, I have become less interested in going to nightclubs on the weekends. As time went by, people's interest and taste changes. As time goes on, technology becomes more and more advanced. The next common expression is from time to time. And this means occasionally, sometimes. For example, from time to time, I still think of her. This means sometimes I still think of her. Another example, from time to time, I look at old photos and reminisce about the past. And the last example, from time, we go to the cinema. The next common expression is ahead of time. And if you do something ahead of time, you do it before a particular event or before you need to. In other words, it means in advance, earlier than required. For example, the plane landed half an hour ahead of time. I handed my essay ahead of time to get it out of my system. And the last example, my grandma always wants to arrive at the airport ahead of time so as to guarantee that she won't miss the plane. The next common expression is one step at a time, and this means to do something slowly and carefully, doing just a little at a time, without being careless or in a rush. For example, he wanted to rush through the job, but I encouraged him to take it one step at a time. Don't worry about finishing the project in one day, take it one step at a time. Another example, you could say to a friend, you can't start exercising when you're still recovering from the operation. Take it one step at a time. Start slowly and gradually you can start doing exercise again as you did previously. The next common expression is at the 11th hour. And if something happens at the 11th hour, it happens at the last possible minute, at the last possible moment before it's too late. For example, Joy waited until the 11th hour to write his essay. He's so lazy. He turned in the report in the 11th hour. The last passenger to board the aircraft got on the 11th hour. This means that he arrived just before the plane was going to take off. And the last example, it's very irresponsible to leave chores until the 11th hour before doing them. The next common expression is just around the corner. And if something happens just around the corner, it means that something will happen very soon. For example, in the beginning of December, you could say that Christmas is just around the corner. Or if it's almost New Year, you could say, I can't believe New Year is just around the corner. The year went by so fast. And if it's September and you're waiting for warmer days, you can say, it's still cold, but spring is just around the corner. The next common expression is down the road, and this means in the future. For example, lots of things will have changed a few years down the road. This means in the future. Another example, technology is changing the way we live and it will change and advance even more down the road. I'm worried that cars will be replaced by flying cars. And a friend could say, someone could say to you, why worry about something that is at least 50 years down the road? The next common expression is, I'm counting the days until. And you use this phrase when you're anxiously waiting for a future event. You want it to happen soon. For example, I'm counting down the days until my trip to the Caribbean. I'm counting the days for the holidays. I'm counting the days to see you. Moving on, the next common expression is, it could, will, or must happen any minute now. And if you say that something will or may happen at any minute now or any minute now, you're emphasizing that it is likely to happen very soon. For example, the sky is gray and it feels humid. It could rain any minute now. Another example could be that you go to your friend's house, but he isn't there. His roommate is there and he can say to you, your friend went out to buy some groceries, but he must be back any minute now. And the last example, the train should be leaving any minute now. The next common expression is, it's bound to happen, without an A. And if you say that something is bound to happen, you mean that you are sure or certain it will happen, because it's a natural consequence of something that is already known or exists. For example, due to the economic crisis, there are bound to be price increases next year. Or you could ask a friend, do you think that if I walk topless at the shopping, people will take photos of me and laugh? And your friend could say, if you're topless in a public place, this sort of thing is bound to happen. And the last example, you're bound to feel nervous about your interview. The next common expression is back in the day. And this is used for talking about a time in the past, usually when you're remembering nice things about that time. For example, back in the day, my cousins and I used to sell cookies to the neighbors. And the last example, back in the day, children had fun playing with real toys and not with technology. The next common expression is, it's actually an idiom, but anyway, it's third time's the charm. And this is used to say that two efforts at something have already failed, but perhaps the third will be successful. Basically, in other words, it is said to inspire a person that the third attempt will work out because you already failed twice. For example, he married twice before, but now expects that third times will be the charm for him. The third time's a charm for me. You will see how I win this game. And the last example could be that a group of friends is playing bottle flip challenge and you tried two times, but you failed. And we're about to try it for the third time. You could say, third time's a charm. The next idiom is, this ship has sailed. And this means that you lost your opportunity to do something. In other words, it is used to talk about an opportunity that has already passed or that a situation can no longer be changed. For example, the boss offered you a better job in another country. At first, you refused, but after some weeks, you decide that you want that promotion. You go to your boss and you say to him, I'm gonna accept the promotion and move to another country. And the boss can say to you, I'm afraid that ship has sailed. I already hired another person for that job. Another example, he wanted to marry his high school sweetheart, but that ship has sailed. When he went to look for her, she was married and with kids. And the last example, we bought a different house because by the time we decided on the other one, that ship has already sailed. The next common expression is, it's high time. And this means that it's past the time when something should have happened. It is used to say that it is time to do something that should have happened a long time ago. For example, it's high time roads get fixed. These pits have been here for years. It's high time you got that bad knee looked at by a doctor. The next common expression is, Right away or straight away. Both mean the same and they mean immediately and without delay. For example, when you wake up, many people grab their phones right away. Please send me the report straight away. I need it now. We have to take her to the hospital right away because she's losing a lot of blood. And the last expression for today is Kranchan. And this refers to a point or critical situation at which something difficult must be done. In other words, a period of intense pressure in which you need to work and be active. For example, he plays well without pressure, but can he produce at crunch time? It's crunch time for high-tech companies. This is true. And another example, you could say that a competitor of distance running might say, I usually start slow and pick up my pace. This means I start to run faster in crunch time. And this is everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you got something out of it. So I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Bye.